Well, good evening and welcome tonight to our Good Friday service here at Terra Nova Church. Welcome. There's still plenty of seats up in the front. If you feel you're crammed in the back, you're welcome to come up front. Our desire tonight is that we would pause during this season, during this time leading up to Easter, and consider Christ's death. That we would stop, that we would listen, and we would contemplate this story that we are all a part of. Do you realize that whoever you are, whatever you've done, regardless of how well you know this story, that you are a part of this story? Tonight, we'll take the next hour or so, it'll fly by, to walk through Christ as we walk through the stations of the cross. And you'll have time at each station to consider, to pause, and to contemplate your Savior, and to look inside to your own desperate heart. I would encourage you to engage in this story and in this time, in this singing, and as we walk through prayers and we see the stations of the cross, to follow the Son of God through his death and his burial. I'm going to ask that we would stand now and open with a word of prayer. The slide will be up here, and we can all lift our voices together. Let's pray. O Christ, who forsook no one, for he is forsaken by the closest of friends, and who committed no crime, yet was sentenced to a criminal's death, we enter your presence in awe and adoration. On this day, centuries ago, you could have saved your life, but you refused to betray the purpose for which you had been born. You had come into the world to love God and neighbor as yourself. This was the love for which you had been created. And when that love required you to shoulder a cross, you summoned the strength to bear it. Today, O Christ, as we sing, pray, and read of the cross, teach us its meaning once again, and help us to take up our cross and follow you. Amen. Would you have a seat?
He grew up before him like a young plant, and like a root out of dry ground. He had no form or majesty that we should look at him, and no beauty that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and as one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and with his stripes we are healed. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned, every one, to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
Thank you. shield when I must die. Remind me of thy passion when my
Pilate had Jesus flogged with a lead-tipped whip. The soldiers made a crown of long, sharp thorns and put it on his head, and they put a royal purple robe on him. "Hail, King of the Jews!" they mocked, and they hit him with their fists.
Pilate went outside again and said to the people, "I am going to bring him out to you now. But understand clearly that I find him not guilty." Then Jesus came out, wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe. And Pilate said, "Here is the man."
When they saw him, the leading priests and temple guards began shouting,
"Crucify! Crucify!
You crucify him," Pilate said. "I find him not guilty."
The Jewish leaders replied, "By our laws, he ought to die because he called himself the Son of God."
When Pilate heard this, he was more frightened than ever. He took Jesus back into the headquarters again and asked him, "Where are you from?" But Jesus gave no answer. "You won't talk to me?" Pilate demanded. "Don't you realize that I have the power to release you or to crucify you?"
Then Jesus said, "You would have no power over me at all unless it were given to you from above. So the one who brought me to you has the greater sin."
Then Pilate tried to release him, but the Jewish leaders told him, "If you release this man, you are not a friend of Caesar. Anyone who declares himself a king is a rebel against Caesar."
When they said this, Pilate brought Jesus out to them again. Then Pilate sat down on the judgment seat on the platform that is called the Stone Pavement. It was now about noon of the day of preparation for the Passover. And Pilate said to the people, "Here is your king."
"Away with him! Away with him! Crucify him!"
"What? Crucify your king?" Pilate asked.
"We have no king but Caesar," the leading priests shouted back.
Then Pilate gave Jesus to them to be crucified. So they took Jesus and led him away.
Carrying the cross by himself, Jesus went to the place called Skull Hill.
He was oppressed and treated harshly, yet he never said a word. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep is silent before the shearers, he did not open his mouth. Let us pray together.
Lord Jesus, as you stumble with the weight of my sin, forgive me for not believing you loved me. Forgive me for not believing you were present. Forgive me for not believing you would act on my behalf. Forgive me for not seeing you as you are. You have not forsaken me. I have forsaken you.
Go on up to the mountain of mercy, to the crimson perpetual tide. Kneel down on the shore, be thirsty no more. Go under and be purified. Follow Christ to the holy mountain. Sinner sorry, wrecked by the fall, cleanse your heart and your soul in the fountain that flows for you and for me and for all. At the wonderful, tragic, mysterious stream, on the beautiful, scandalous night, you and me were atoned by his blood and forever washed white. The beautiful, scandalous night. Yeah. Oh, oh, oh. On the hillside, you will be delivered. At the foot of the cross, justified. Your spirit restored by the river that.
The Spirit, he went into the temple courts. When the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what the custom of the law required, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying,
Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you now dismiss your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all people. A light for revelation to the Gentiles, and for glory to your people Israel.
The child's father and mother marveled at what was said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, This child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too. A man named Simon, who was from Cyrene, was coming in from the country just then, and they forced him to carry Jesus' cross.
And Jesus said, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke fits perfectly, and the burden I give you is light."
Everything.
for love, the Savior prayed. Abba, Father, have your way. Though they know not what they do, let the cross draw men to you, to you, to you.
Weaknesses he carried. It was our sorrows that weighed him down, and we thought his troubles were a punishment from God for his own sins. Let's pray together. Merciful God, we meet each other tonight at the foot of the cross. As inhabitants of one world, we wait with each other as those to inflict wounds on one another.
Be merciful to us.
As those who deny justice to others.
Be merciful to us.
As those who put our trust in power.
Be merciful to us.
As those who are greedy.
Be merciful to us.
As those who put others on trial.
Be merciful to us.
As those who are afraid of the world's torment.
Be merciful to us. Amen.
A large number of people followed him, including women who mourned and wailed for him. Jesus turned and said to them, "Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me. Weep for yourselves and for your children. For the time will come when you will say,
'Blessed are the barren women, the wombs that never bore and the breasts that never nursed.' Then they will say to the mountains, 'Fall on us,' and to the hills, 'Cover us.' For if men do these things when the tree is green, what will happen when it is dry?"
They may trip 7 times, but each time they will rise again. But one calamity is enough to lay the wicked low.
Let us pray together.
Lord, I stumble many times. The weight of my sin seems too much to bear, but you have endured the shame and weight of sin. Teach me to bear my burden, to find strength in you, and to follow on the path you have created for me.
I'm the one who held the nail. It was cold between my fingertips. I've hidden in the garden. I've denied you with my very lips. God, I fall down to my knees with a hammer in my hand. You look at me, arms open, forgiven, forgiven. Child, there is freedom from all of it. Say goodbye to every sin. You are forgiven. Done things I wish I hadn't done. I've seen things I wish I hadn't seen. Just the thought of your amazing grace, and I cry, Jesus, forgive me. And God, I fall down to my knees. With a hammer in my head, you look at me, I'm so open, forgiven, forgiven. Child, there is freedom from all of it. Say goodbye to every sin, you are forgiven. Forever, and I should be in that fire, but now that fire inside of me, here I am, a dead man walking, no grave gonna hold God's people, all the weight of all our evil lifted away, forever free.
Who could believe? Who could believe?
They took his clothes, dividing them into four shares, one for each of them, with the undergarment remaining. This garment was seamless, woven in one piece from top to bottom.
"Let's not tear it," they said to one another. "Let's decide by lot who will get it." This happened that the scripture might be fulfilled, which said, "They divided my garments among them and cast lots for my clothing."
So this is what the soldiers did.
They crucified him, and with him two others, one on each side, and Jesus in the middle. Pilate had a notice prepared and fastened to the cross. It read, "Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews."
Many of the Jews read this sign, for the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city, and the sign was written in Aramaic, Latin, and Greek. The chief priests of the Jews protested to Pilate, "Do not write the King of the Jews, but that this man claimed to be King of the Jews."
Pilate answered, "What I have written, I have written."
The sorrows of the way, Lord Jesus, teach my soul to pray. Let me taste thy special grace and run to Christ, my hiding place. You know the vileness of my heart, so prone to act the rebel's part. And when you veil your lovely face, where can I find a hiding place? Hiding place. Ooh, hiding place. Lord, guide my wandering. Draw me to thy mercy seat, not to trust but sovereign grace, now only on my hiding place. How unstable is my heart, sometimes I take tempter's part. It's like the tokens of thy grace seem to want no hiding place. Hiding place. Ooh, hiding shines within, makes me feel the plague of sin, and how I long to see thy face, 'cause then I want a hiding place. Lord Jesus, shine and then I can feel sweetness in salvation's plan. And as a sinner plead for grace, Christ the sinner's hiding place. And as a sinner plead for grace,
Christ the sinner's hiding place.
From the sixth hour until the ninth hour, darkness came over all the land. About the ninth hour, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, Elohi, Elohi, lama sabachthani, which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?
When some of those standing there heard this, they said, he's calling Elijah. Immediately, one of them ran and got a sponge. He filled it with wine vinegar, put it on a stick, and offered it to Jesus to drink. The rest said, now leave him alone. Let's see if Elijah comes to save him.
And when Jesus cried out, again in a loud voice, he gave up his spirit. At that time, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. The earth shook and the rocks split. The tombs broke open, and the bodies of many holy people who had died were raised to life and came out of the tombs.
When the centurion and those who were with him guarding Jesus saw the earthquake and all that had happened, they were terrified and exclaimed, "Surely he was the Son of God." Now it was the day of preparation, and the next day was to be a special Sabbath. Because the Jews did not want the bodies left on the crosses during the Sabbath, they asked Pilate to have the legs broken and the bodies taken down.
The soldiers therefore came and broke the legs of the first man who had been crucified with Jesus, and then those of the other. But when they came to Jesus and found that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. Instead, one of the soldiers pierced Jesus' side with a spear, bringing a sudden flow of blood and water. The man who saw it had given testimony, and his testimony is true. He knows that he tells the truth, and he testifies so that you also may believe.
These things happened so that the scripture would be fulfilled. Not one of his bones will be broken. And as another scripture says, they will look on the one they have pierced.
When it was evening, there came a rich man from Arimathea named Joseph, who also was a disciple of Jesus. He went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then Pilate ordered it to be given to him. And Joseph took the body and wrapped it in a clean linen shroud and laid it in his own new tomb, which he had cut in the rock. And he rolled a great stone to the entrance of the tomb and went away.
Hearken to his calls, creeped in by fall.